is given. I know I'm supposed to read my Bible every day. I know I should talk to God every day. That's your starting point. So you don't have a reason not to start over if you done messed up. Amen. You get back in the plan and say, okay, Lord, I'll start from scratch. Here we go. Teach me the word. Then make some solid commitments about what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. Paul made some solid commitments. He said, listen, forgetting the past, that's a commitment. I'm not going to let my past be a hindrance to my future. I'm reaching forth to what's in front of me. That means I'm going to live in the moment and God's going to show me what I need to be doing. Then Paul said this, I press toward the mark. The mark is the goal. It is the finish line. It is the distant mark in the future. It is something that you look at that's ahead of you. Paul said, I'm pressing toward the mark, the finish line, because I want the prize. I want the reward, which is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The prize is a crown of righteousness or eternal blessedness that has been laid up and reserved for each one of us.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
We have a great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
It's awesome.
Online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
If you'll turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I want to revisit verse 23, just a portion. Verse 23. And recorded are these words. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. What a powerful statement Paul makes here in this letter to the Corinthians. And he notes that he is not a fool. However, he has asked the Corinthians to indulge him in a moment of speaking as a fool, to reveal and to share the record that he has in being a faithful servant and minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, when it all comes down to faith, the real and purest way to demonstrate your faith is by your works. To identify with Jesus Christ, as Paul has said, to really get to know him and to know him in the most intimate of ways, it must be in the fellowship of his sufferings. For I've discovered, as Paul, the way that you truly get to know a person is in the time of their deepest points of pain, in their times of hurt, in their times of sorrow, in the sufferings that they are going through. And when you connect to someone on that level, it is the purest form of fellowship and communication. One reason is all false fronts fall. Realness and pureness and genuineness is found in those persons who are suffering to the greatest degree. There is no more room, nor space, nor time for pretenses, for put-ons, for phoniness, for make-believes, for acting like you are what you aren't. It's that time where that person is as genuine as can be, and the resolve of what they desire truly comes to surface. When we begin to look at this word and understand it, Paul identifies more with Jesus Christ, not only through his works, but through his sufferings. He asked the question, are they ministers of Christ? And then he says, I speak as a fool, I am more. Why does Paul say that? Because he has a right and he has a record. Now, a lot of us got a right, but we ain't got no record. There ain't much to back up what we say. We just feel like we are all of that, but no record speaks or confirms what we've said. But Paul has a record, and he begins to speak about his own record. And can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, one of the truest and purest and most powerful ways to express yourself is to talk about what you have done. Yeah. You got to be able to tell folk your story based from your own experience, because sometimes when folks see stuff, they don't see it all. They see parts of it. They see pieces of it. They see what is viewable from the external places, but they don't really know the real deep meaning. So sometimes you got to tell your own story yourself. Look at the scriptures, if you don't mind. He tells them, he says, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure. He says, in prison more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save once. One, thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. Listen at him talk about his own experience. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brothers. Are y'all going to pray with me here? Among false brethren. Let me back up and let's deal with what he's talking about here. Because when he begins to talk about the things that he has gone through, one of the reasons why we can't say amen is because we ain't been through none of them. We can't really identify with what Paul has gone through. We're listening, but it doesn't register. We don't really connect with him as he's telling his stories. And that's one of the reasons why, my brothers and sisters, sometime you got to tell your own story. He says 5 times of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. I explained earlier that 40 stripes was not permissible by the Jews, except they had permission from the Roman government to give that to one of their own members of society, because 40 represented corporal punishment or the death sentence, and they could not impose death without the permission of the Roman government. So they would beat them 40 minus one. They beat them right up to the law, right up to the limit. Jesus Christ had only been scourged like this one time in his crucifixion. But Paul says, I've been, listen, done five times this cruel and unusual punishment. Five times. It's been suggested that when Paul would pull off his robe, disrobe himself, and his back was displayed to men, that grown strong men would fall out under the conviction of how that Paul was yet able to stand, seeing all of the marks and the scars on his back from the scourging. They knew they couldn't take that. And Paul is old and sickly, and yet he's still strong because of Christ. And what he has gone through not being healthy, not being strong in the flesh, not being in his better days, not being in his younger days, but when he was supposed to be weak and worn and not worth much as a man, he went through all of this like many others could not do. Look at what he says. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Rods. Can you imagine being hit with a rod? He was beaten. That don't mean one lick. That means beaten most times till he had been knocked down to the ground. He says, once I was stoned. These folk weren't just throwing pebbles at him. They were throwing big rocks, boulders at him. They were trying to kill him. See, three times I suffered shipwreck. He said, and then a night and a day I spent in the deep. He was talking about in the flood waters, deep waters. Then he makes clear, in journeyings often. Which means he didn't just have a stationary ministry, he had a missionary ministry. Yeah, he moved from here to there, a pedestrian mentality like Jesus. He was always on the go, always finding some place, some people to minister to. He was led of the Spirit of God, crisscrossing the country and going to various places and nations to preach Jesus Christ. But in the midst of going to all of these different places, he found himself in perils. What was perils all about? It was about either risks or dangers. And he says, I was in risk or danger of waters. I was in risk or danger of robbers. I was in risk or danger by mine own countrymen. I was in risk or danger by the heathen. Now look at how he deals with this. You know, it's one thing to have to deal with folk that don't like you, don't know you, not kin to you, not connected to you, but it's a whole nother thing to deal with your own. And when his own got through mistreating him like they were not, then the heathen picked up and did the same thing. Now listen to this. Then he goes on to say, in the city, in perils, in danger, in risk, in the wilderness, he was in perils, in risk, in danger. In the sea, he was in risk, danger. And then notice what he says. By among false brethren. Now this gets a bit deep, because in this word brothering, it included lay people and preachers. False. Had a whole lot of folk claiming to be church members, but not Christ members. There were a whole lot of folk that were there who had still carnal mentalities, who were not converted over to Christianity, but they were in the church. They had position, they had power, they talked the talk, they pretended to be all of that, but the truth of the matter was they were false brethren. They were not real. They did not do anything for the cause of Christ. They too had concern with position and power and money and motives that were not godly like. And so when I then shared with them my conviction about Christ, that's when I found out that all of them were not who they say they were. They smiled in my face all the time, wanted to take my place. Yes! They had them back then, backstabbers. False brethren. Wasn't bad enough for the brethren, they had some bad preachers. Listen, they could holler without holiness. They had sound without substance. They had nothing that was real that bespoke the reality of them having a personal walk with Jesus Christ. They were merely pretenders and performers on the stage where men could view them publicly but had no private life with them. They dressed like pimps but preached like wimps. Their motives were money and misuse of God's people. They misused the sheep with wolf-like attitudes. False brethren. He said, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Listen, my brothers and sisters, he's staking his claim as being true to God, true to Christ, true to his calling, true to his ministry, and all of the things he went through because of Christ, and he went through for the cause of Christ, and he counted all of those things as joy. Most folk would have quit long time ago. Christians alike, those who were not truly converted, those who had not truly given their lives to the cause, would have given up as many in the word were shown to have done. So my brothers and sisters, it's one thing to talk all the talk. But the question becomes, when the storms of life are raging, can you still walk the walk? When the Lord decides to call your number to be tested, can you also, like Job, go through the test and make God proud because God knows who you are underneath the skin to the top of the skin? And folk might see you, but they don't understand you. But God sees the inward parts of you, and he knows your heart. And when God brags on you, when God puts you in those positions, it's because he's already bragged on you that you're coming out of it. Touch a neighbor and tell him you're coming out of whatever you're going through. I must tell you, before you get to shouting, if it's for the cause of Christ.
Yes, sir.
If it's for the cause of Christ. He's not going through all of this for himself, but as an example of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is enduring, showing, shining, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, it's going to cost you something. Oh, but whatever it cost you, the Lord has more in store for you. it does not yet appear. Lord, I wish I had a helper in the house. You can't really see it. You can't really figure it out. You don't really know what God's got in store for you. But the record is, he has revealed. He's given some of us a little glimpse of the best. That's why I keep on pressing. That's why I keep on praying. That's why I keep on staying on the course. Because I got a glimpse of the glory that's on its way. Today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, whenever it shows up. Glory. 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 To God be the glory. Amen. How many of you know the Lord's all right? Won't he walk with you? Won't he talk with you? Won't he rock you when you get weary? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I've learned how to trust in God. He's able. Able. I know the Lord, he's gonna make a way. Yes, he will. How many of you know the Lord will make a way? Oh, I know the Church, I found out he will.
He'll make a way.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he'll make a way for you. Ah, he will surely, surely. Surely, surely bring his children through. I know the Lord. Yes, he will. Oh. I have a Savior, Savior. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
The doors of the church are open.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name.
Somebody will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. How many of you really know he will? Lights go out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clouds get dim.
Yeah.
If you're in the dark, Jesus, won't you let him in? I'm no long. You make a way. This is our last appeal. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, if the Lord is speaking to you, if he's calling you, if he has need of you in this vineyard, would you open your hearts, would you open your ears and answer the call by saying, yes, Lord, and coming and giving your life to the Lord, placing your hand in the hand of the Lord, that he might do in you and what through you what he desires to do. If he's tugging at your heart and you know that he is, come on, come on. This is your time. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Is there another? Is there another? Next week might be too late. Today, while the blood runneth warm in your veins, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. Make no mistake about it. He knows who you are. He knows what you've done. He knows you at your best, and he knows you at your worst, and yet he loves you with an everlasting love. Is there another today? Is there another? This is your time. This is your time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery